on this issue, and some questions were asked, and so it gave me a new approach to teaching these type of things. But in dealing with a husband-wife situation, which was the discussion we got into, in a husband-wife relationship, family relationship, when one is in anger or jealousy or boasting or arrogance, whatever it may be, rather than to think of these things and go into a great judgment on, oh, these are sin and you shouldn't be doing that and all the rest of it, we need to understand what our spouse is doing. And what our spouse is doing is merely protecting self. The flesh self feels threatened. And whenever flesh self feels threatened, you can bet, depending on the way the threat, boasting is going to come about, jealousy is going to come about, arrogance, anger, a lot of things are going to come to the front because self feels threatened. And instead of judging and attacking, what needs to be done is the other spouse hopefully will be in the spirit-filled life at that moment, hopefully, and understand what's going on and encourage that person back into a trust, back into the new man, back into a relationship with God. And you'll recall then, what is the immune system of the new man? That's the old man. What's the immune system of the new man? The immune system that is given to us is the spiritual immune system is spiritual love. Love is the immune system that protects our whole spiritual makeup. But these other things are there to protect self. And so when you find yourself in those things, well, all that's happening is don't go into this big deal about yourself or your spouse, family, friend. What you do is you realize, boom, 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 it's a sign. I'm in flesh self. This is the way flesh takes care of self, protects self. I need to get back. I need to get back into a faith momentum with Christ and with God and with the Holy Spirit. So what we're dealing with in our study, what we're dealing with here in the Philippians 3, especially verse 9, God gives to us a righteousness, and He gives us this righteousness by our faith here as unbelievers. And people, this is going to set the pattern for a righteous life over here, which is absolutely essential to live a righteous life. But we have to know how. I want a righteousness to be saved. I want a righteous life. How is the great issue? It's a great desire to be righteous. But the great question is going to be as to how. Principle again. God gives or imputes to everyone who believes in Jesus Christ as Savior His righteousness. Our faith allows God to give us that righteousness. And if we don't understand that at salvation one, you're going to miss it in your life, in your Christian life. Now, this other one, let's just look at. I'm going to go through some passages rather quickly. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Second Corinthians chapter 5. He made Him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God. Now that's what we've got to become, the righteousness of God in Him. Now how do we become the righteousness of God? How does the righteousness of God become ours? It becomes ours by this faith. Now let's turn to Romans. Now Romans, when we get to the book of Romans, and few people really have grasped so much that's going on in Romans. I've beginning to find out as I'm preparing to teach it in the manner in which we want to look at it, and looking at even some of the better commentaries, but we'll get into that at a later time. But I want you to know, basically and fundamentally, the book of Romans is about righteousness. This is what this book's about. It's that important. The righteousness of God and our having this righteousness. It flows all the way through the book of Romans. but I want to start at the end and go back. Look at Romans 10:4 with me. Romans 10:4. Romans 10:4. And all we're dealing with here is how do we gain this righteousness? Righteousness 1, imputed righteousness. Romans 10:4, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness.